here's a story from The World.
Since seizing power in a coup on February 1st, Myanmar's military regime has killed more than 500 civilians. Most of the victims were protesters who'd taken part in the nationwide uprising. But more than 40 of those killed in Myanmar have been children. That's according to the group Save the Children, which says the country is no longer safe for kids. As The World's Southeast Asia correspondent Patrick Nguyen reports, security forces in Myanmar are also targeting anyone trying to give medical help to injured protesters.
In Yangon, Myanmar's largest city, there's a working-class district called Lain Taya. Lots of shanty houses and factories making clothes, often for big brands like H&M. It's also a hotbed of anti-coup resistance. That's why soldiers have gone in shooting people as they run for their lives. That particular attack was 2 weeks ago, and rushing towards the chaos on that day was an ambulance crew trying to rescue the wounded. The troops didn't like that. They grabbed the crew, four medics, and beat them up, then locked them away. One was let go because he was under 18, but as for the other three men, their whereabouts?
Their whereabouts is still unknown till today. We are not even sure if they are even alive.
William Okarmin is director of an organization called Myanmar Free Ambulance. He and other medical workers have been asking the army, day after day, what happened to our colleagues? The army refuses to say.
Even their ambulance has gone missing. That's how bad it is. We have no idea where the entire ambulance has disappeared to.
This isn't a fluke. This is a strategy. Myanmar's medics, EMTs, nurses, they say they're being targeted by soldiers who shoot at them, sometimes kill them. The message to medics is clear. Leave wounded people on the ground or you can die too.
I mean, I'm angry because we are medics, we are not protesters, we are not the enemy. Why are the soldiers shooting at us?
William Okarmin runs an independent ambulance crew. It's one of more than 100 crews in Yangon. Yeah, more than 100. Across Myanmar, there is no centralized 911 emergency service. So neighborhoods have to pool donations and buy their own ambulance. If you are hurt or sick, you just have to call around, hoping one of these groups can pick you up. Now, when protests happen, these medics always get called in. But William wants to make one thing clear.
We are not participating in the protest. We are just trying to save lives as much as possible.
And they clearly look like medics, he says. The vehicles have sirens. Their helmets say rescue in big letters.
We wear our uniforms and also we have the Star of Life on our uniforms.
The Star of Life. That's that six-pointed blue star with the snake on it. The universal symbol for medics. They go out of their way to show everyone, hey, we're medics, wearing bright colors. But that also makes them sitting ducks.
And when I hear reports of our medics getting shot, it kind of frustrates me. We have no one to complain to.
No one to complain to. You can't call the cops on the army. Besides, the cops are shooting people too. This is looking like a failed state. Security forces have even been taking over hospitals, raiding them if they treat protesters. Here are police outside one hospital in Yangon, clearing the streets with flash grenades. Imagine you need to go to the ER for any reason, a stroke, a broken leg, and that is happening. I also reached out to Pablo Colavos, outgoing head of mission with Doctors Without Borders in Myanmar.
Some hospitals are functioning with a skeleton crew, but a lot of them are actually not functioning at all. And even some facilities have been actually taken over by military personnel.
Many nurses working for government hospitals are actually on strike or too scared to come to work. I asked Colavos, is healthcare in Myanmar falling apart?
It's pretty scary. We see a lot of things that look like they're leading towards a collapse of the public health system.
For example, since the coup, customs is basically shut down, which means people with HIV will have trouble getting imported meds. The Doctors Without Borders team usually treats people with HIV or tuberculosis. Now they're starting to see people with injuries from chaos in the streets. They do have a staff of about 1,000 people in country, but...
But even with 1,000 staff, it's just a drop in the bucket if the public health care system in general is failing.
This coup, and some might say this war on unarmed protesters, it is spreading misery in all directions. Society is left to fend for itself. But William Okarmen says medics in Yangon are a tight-knit community, and he is sure they will keep doing their job.
They have a very strong will to continue their mission, to continue saving lives, no matter how bad the situation is.
Their three colleagues who went missing, ambulance and all, here are their names. Onkoko, 39, Kokota, 30 years old, and Zalin U, only 19. The army unit that picked them up is notorious, known for brutal warfare in the jungle. Now it's deployed to urban neighborhoods to go after people who never imagined running afoul of commandos.
We would be really glad if they come back home safely because, I mean, I spoke to their families as well, and they have been very worried, and they just want to know if they're coming home alive or dead.
They just wanted to help people, William says, and that shouldn't put their lives in danger. For The World, I'm Patrick Nguyen.